How was that out there today?
Yeah, it was an enjoyable day. Challenging myself against pretty good bowling attack. They kept coming and kept coming, so it was a nice challenge for me.
Good morning. Obviously, you and Marcus got through lunch pretty well, and that middle session looked like you needed to do a bit of work there. They bent the backs there for a while.
Yeah, it was. It's really good batting with guys that you don't normally get to bat with. So having a good partnership with Marcus today is something. He's a very funny bloke and good to bat. Pretty chilled out there. So it was nice to sort of you spend time in these games batting with different guys and spending time with different guys. It's strange. You normally used to just spraying them and trying to get them out and shield cricket and come out here and you got to be friends.
You both got good starts. You're a little bit dirty about left to score out there?
No, I think I tried my best as long as I could, and sometimes you just nicked them. That could have gone for four and probably would be talking a bit later, but it's one of those things. I felt like I applied myself well and batted the way I wanted to for the innings.
Pitch looked like it might have changed a bit as the day went on.
So yeah, it was
carry and fly through the second session.
Yeah, it was nice to bat in that first session, and then the second session they obviously came out pretty hard and use those short balls, which as batters we always love. But it was a really good challenge. It felt like you were never really in on the wicket. Like there was times where you felt in and then you'd struggle for another five overs. So yeah.
After your assessment of the West Indies bowlers today, what did you make of them?
Yeah, they bowled really well. Obviously, they've got a couple of guys on the sidelines as well who could come in. But no, I think they're an exciting young group and they've got some pace and they've got some skills. So be an interesting watch for the Test matches over the summer.
You obviously weren't out there, but what was the reports from the guys who were batting during that last session on the Knights?
I think we always know that the night session's sort of the ones that can come out and something can start happening. But no, they stuck at it, and then it looked like a couple spun, a couple didn't spin. So it's good signs for us that a couple are starting to go low and starting to bounce a bit more. So good signs for us.
How much time do you actually practice batting under lights?
Not very often, no. I've had to try and find pink balls this week. Up in Queensland, I was trying to find a hit, and I was like, well, need pink balls. But I managed to find a couple, but at night it's probably the big bash time where you get to practice a lot and try and bat in the lights, because it can be very different.
Perfect. Good.